Last week, the Ann Arbor Pioneer High School Chamber Orchestra was selected as one of 15 orchestras to play at the 2013 National Orchestra Festival Competition held at the American String Teachers Association Conference in Providence, Rhode Island. The Pioneer Chamber Orchestra won first place in the string division and was named Grand Champion of the entire event. The 20-member, conductor-less, student-formed ensemble includes senior cellist Daniel Rothschild, and WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Daniel earlier this week about the formation of the group and their recent national honor.
We all enjoy playing chamber music in general, and as you're saying, this is chamber music. It's called the Chamber Orchestra. You know, Mr. Glave, our director, kind of took charge at the end of last year, and he said, you know, everyone's playing chamber music. People have gotten together before in groups kind of informally. Let's have an official Pioneer Chamber Orchestra. And we all thought that was a great idea, and so we kind of started that and called it the Pioneer Chamber Orchestra. And so now it's going to be hopefully something that happens every year and is still conductorless and student-run.
Can you tell listeners who may not be familiar with, you know, an orchestra with a conductor versus what you and your fellow musicians have created there as conductorless chamber orchestra? I know it seems obvious, but can you sort of explain the difference?
We don't have a conductor, so we play with nobody on the podium, and we, you know, watch each other for cues, and a lot of the time watch our concertmaster, Giancarlo. It really makes a profound difference. It's not very trivial, but when you want to stay together, normally you can just look at the conductor, and he or she will just show you where the beat is, and, you know, if something goes wrong or you need to be quieter, they'll just explain that to you, you know, with gestures. But without a conductor, really, you have to look at everyone. You have to figure out, how does my part fit in? What are other sections playing that I need to be aware of? And, you know, is our section rushing? Am I personally rushing? Is a different section rushing? Are we going to fall apart soon? And there's no leader in front of everyone conducting. Everyone has to be a leader, and everyone has to cue, and everyone has to be watching everyone else. And it's really a totally different experience.
As you're pointing out, it becomes almost sort of a chamber music experience in a way. And it is a profoundly different experience in performing. And I would imagine in rehearsing too, because as you're learning a piece or as you're preparing a piece for performance, you must come to some sort of agreement on what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in high school, and so leading rehearsals by ourselves is can be very challenging. But we always encourage everyone to participate, and everyone really does. And it's really great that we're able to do that without an adult supervising.
Tell me about the recent honor that the Pioneer Chamber Orchestra was awarded. Take us through that experience.
We applied for the National Orchestra Festival. I think it was early this year, maybe the end of last year. So it finally came around, and we've worked extremely hard on all of our rep for this competition. What happened is we played on Friday morning for the judges, and we were one of, I think, 10 or 15 high school orchestras that were competing at the actual festival. There were, I think, almost 60 applicants, and then, you know, they choose from those. They don't want everyone coming to Providence who applies. But they chose somewhere between 10 and 15, I think, high school orchestras that actually played on Friday. And then from those, they chose a winner both in the full orchestra division and in the string orchestra division. And they also choose an overall winner, and that was us. And so for the grand prize winner, and so we played on for the whole conference or whoever wanted to come. And I'll mention this is the National Orchestra Festival as part of this large string education conference that takes place over several days and has clinics and really is one of the premier string education conferences in the country.
That's fantastic. Daniel, what did you perform?
Well, we had four selections. We played Mozart, the Rudimento 3, just the first movement of that.
¶¶
and we played Mendelssohn Sinfonia 10. We played Grieg, two algebraic melodies.
So what did you and your colleagues think and say to each other when you were awarded the grand prize?
Well, we were naturally very excited. We're a very close group, and that's helped because we're small and we rehearse every week, and you know, everyone was just really, really happy that we had pulled through. And you know, really the best part about it is that after all this work, the music that we're playing at a really high level, and it's really great to be playing when everyone is really involved and everyone is excited about playing. It's really a treat.
What's next for the orchestra?
Well, that's a big question. I'm working on several things at the moment, trying to see if we can play for the Board of Education for Ann Arbor Public Schools. The DIA, Detroit Institute of Art, wants somebody to play for their Ann Arbor weekend. So I think we'll be able to do that in April. On our bus ride home, we kind of asked around to see what people were interested in doing, and a lot of people actually mentioned, you know, volunteering, playing at an elementary school or middle school or retirement home or something like that. So looking into that too.
Daniel Rothschild is a senior cellist at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School. Daniel, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.